So just to round out the dialogue, you know, the biggest question I get at tumor boards right now is how to handle patients who have very small HER2-positive tumors, patients who wouldn't have been eligible for the adjuvant trials. You know, this is the 7-millimeter ER-negative HER2-positive tumor or the 1.2-centimeter ER-positive HER2-positive tumor. And we don't really have great data for what the outcomes are for these women. We have proposed, and I think we'll put forward, a multicenter trial looking at trastuzumab plus paclitaxel as a low-risk treatment regimen, and we will treat something on the order of 300 to 400 patients and try and show that the risk of recurrence is very low when you use adjuvant paclitaxel and then adjuvant trastuzumab for these women, suggesting that you might be able to omit the AC portion of their therapy or something like that.
It's a phase two, or what?
This would essentially be a feasibility study looking to show that if you carefully select low-risk patients and give them a hopefully well-tolerated chemo-trastuzumab combination, that you could have a very low risk of recurrence. What we'd really love to see is a huge randomized trial for these women, but that's impractical given, you know, resources and given the generally low risk for the node-negative patients.
I've heard people talk about that approach, paclitaxel and trastuzumab, in the older, frail, comorbid situation, you know, trying to at least get some chemotherapy as opposed to, say, giving trastuzumab alone. Do you use that approach in your practice?
You know, I haven't used it that often, but I understand where they're coming from because, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, I actually think that giving chemotherapy plus trastuzumab with some overlap is probably a good thing, and it's probably not a bad thing to think about. There isn't a lot of data for that, and that's what we're hoping our study will fill the void with.